And one man also had a close call with falling rocks. Our live team coverage continues with Mary Richards. Mary.
Peter, Taylor Lund was driving through Ogden Canyon. The wind was really gusting. He says he was staring at the waterfall being blown away from itself in the wind when he heard two giant crashes on the side of his truck, huge rocks tossed by the wind.
The one that hit the front door that put about a 9-inch gash in it was about the size of a basketball, and the one that hit the rear door and completely crushed the panel there was about two and a half feet in diameter.
Lund and his girlfriend and their friends in the car behind them all shaken up. He says any other time, surely that would have ended in death. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Power outages remain. Cleanup continues this morning after powerful winds swept through over the weekend. The harsh winds caused quite a bit of damage from Davis to Box Elder counties. Taylor Lund says he was driving through Ogden Canyon when two boulders, at least the size of basketballs, smashed into his vehicle. He said it has changed his thinking about listening to wind warnings.
Whenever you're going through a known hazard area like that, make sure in these adverse weather conditions that you're looking into that and making sure that you're doing everything you can to keep you and your family safe.
Heavy winds damaged homes, knocked out power, toppled trees, and might be to blame for one death in Davis and Weber County earlier yesterday. The high winds also caused multiple accidents on the freeway.
And the mayor of North Ogden is praising the cleanup, too. Our live team coverage continues with Mary Richards. Mary.
Peter, church services canceled the cleanup. Pickup trucks taking multiple trips with branches and trees that didn't even belong to them. North Ogden Mayor Brent Taylor says the response was incredible.
We saw people taking their whole day to help their neighbors out and get cleaned up after a big storm.
He spent all day at the Green Waste facility unloading the 1,300 truck and trailer loads that were being dropped off, mostly by people helping others. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power is still repairing more than 4,000 outages after this weekend's windstorm. Decades-old trees were blown over in North Ogden. Mayor Brent Taylor is pleased with the cleanup. He says he saw a man and his grandson unloading at the Green Waste facility.
This is their 11th trip. I asked him, "Hey, you know, you must have had a lot of trees down." And he said with a laugh, "I haven't even started on my own yard. This has been all for people on my street."
The National Weather Service in Salt Lake reported wind gusts reaching up to 91 miles an hour at one point. Check out the KSL News Radio Facebook page right now. We've posted some incredible video of a tree falling over in Ogden.
And this isn't just a tree. This is, I think it's got that huge root ball, like, what, 8 feet tall is
well,
what you were saying?
You see somebody walk in front of it who's probably an average 6 feet, and
right.
It's at least 2 feet over his head.
That's
the size
just
of the
amazing.
Root ball.
That's big.